Doctors in London have demanded Islamabad do more to help Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani scientist found guilty in a U.S. court of attempting to kill U.S. military personnel. This while she was being held in a U.S. jail. Absence of credible evidence has seen Siddiqui's case evoke outrage amongst Pakistanis and Islamic community.
Outside the US Embassy in London on a cold February morning, these protesters have come to express outrage that many Pakistanis in the UK are feeling. They're angry about the conviction of a Pakistani woman, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, on charges of the attempted murder of US military personnel in Afghanistan, despite a lack of forensic evidence. Siddiqui herself was injured in the incident, but no US personnel were harmed. The protesters believe the case is politically motivated.
When we look at this case, we have seen there's media trial already taken place. The verdict was practically issued before the trial, and trial was just done for the name's sake. That whatever the verdict was given at the end, it was totally acceptable by the public. As it means that the public opinion was influenced first, and verdict was given later.
The U.S., however, maintained its position that Siddiqui, who was educated to a postgraduate level in the U.S., holds links to Al-Qaeda.
But the anger expressed here isn't aimed exclusively at the US government. There are many who feel that the Pakistani government has failed to pull its weight in dealing with what they believe is a serious miscarriage of justice.
Some even accuse President Asif Zardari of complicity with the US in Afia Siddiqui's continued imprisonment, despite his government's insistence that it's keen to have her returned to her family in Karachi.
Pakistan government has accepted for this innocent woman to be extradited with no due process to the US. They have accepted for her to be trialed in this kangaroo court, in an American court, their own citizen, and they've accepted this conviction by simply saying in a feeble statement from their Washington embassy that we are dismayed over the conviction of Dr. Afia. I mean, this government has surrendered its economics, its politics, and now its judicial process to a foreign state.
The story of Afia Siddiqui has sparked outrage in Pakistan. She went missing on the 30th of March 2003 after getting into a taxi in the city of Karachi. She claims to have been imprisoned in the US military base at Bagram in Afghanistan, where she alleges she and several others, including children, were tortured and abused. Several high-profile former detainees who've spent time held without charge in Bagram have stated that they saw a woman matching Siddiqui's description in the detention facility. But the US government denies that Dr. Siddiqui was ever held by its military. After human rights groups started investigating her disappearance, she reappeared in Afghanistan in 2008, where the authorities claim she was planning a terrorist attack. It was at this point that she's alleged to have attempted to shoot at US military personnel, a charge that she continues to deny. Dr. Siddiqui now awaits sentencing and is likely to face life in a U.S. prison. Hassan Ghani, Press TV.